Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais
avec Véronica.
Hello, on the eve of Halloween, when things go bump in the night as you trip over that cobweb you cleverly draped across the staircase. Pumpkins, skeletons, ghosts galore. As far as I'm concerned, it's a bit of a bore. But then I'm not 7 or 17. When I was a child, we did apple bobbing, where you have apples bobbing in a tub of water and you have to try to retrieve one just by biting into it, but not using any other part of your body to help you other than your mouth. Not easy, as I recall. Now every supermarket sells ghoulish plastic skeletons and ghost costumes. The build-up of that tradition, no doubt stoked in part by the many scary Halloween movies in recent years, but also because of the huge growth of suburbs and quieter new towns, parents feeling it's safe for their little devils to go trick-or-treating in the neighbourhood. And that tradition originated in Canada in the 1920s, though Halloween's origins go back 2,000 years to the Celtic holiday of Samhain, which marked their new year. The Celts believed that the veil between the worlds of the dead and the living grew dangerously thin each year on November the 1st, allowing demons to roam the earth. So along with lighting bonfires, the Celts dressed up as the dead, hoping to blend in with the real demons and therefore avoid spiritual confrontation, which sounds unbelievably sophisticated to me. Well, fast forward to the 7th century, when the Catholic Church converted this dress-up pagan feast into the God-fearing one that we all know as All Saints' Day, and 400 years later, November the 2nd was designated as All Souls' Day, an occasion on which we honour the dead in the purgatorial waiting room between heaven and hell. Those dates are well known to our French friends, less well known to the Brits. As soon as Halloween is over, les Britanniques prepare to commemorate that dastardly plot to blow up Parliament on November the 5th, 1605, Guy Fawkes Night, with more bonfires and more fireworks. And a week later, we remember the end of World War I. And across the Manche, from the end of October, you can see buildings, fronts of cars, and people's lapels festooned with red poppies. Though, of course, both our peoples assemble round our war memorials in towns and villages, remembering those who gave their lives for the rest of us. Another national tradition happening in November in the UK is raising awareness of prostate cancer. Cheery stuff. Chaps all over the UK invite sponsors to watch them grow moustaches. And that's why we call it Movember. And one of the best-loved charitable endeavours, which will be 30 years old next year, is Comic Relief, started by screenwriter Richard Curtis. Four Weddings and a Funeral, Love Actually, together with beloved comedian and actor Lenny Henry, showing that through humour you can do a lot of good. And a highlight of Comic Relief is Red Nose Day, a huge TV entertainment event which raises millions every year for children around the world. The red nose is, of course, a clown nose, nothing to do with reindeer. So now, let's end this conique as we began with Halloween, and you have quite a choice of local events. Tomorrow at 6:30 at the Château de Serillac, a Halloween concert given by the students of the Echo the music, and the ghosts promise to be very welcoming, and it won't cost you a penny. On the day itself, Thursday, at the Allograin in Lectoure, there's events with children in mind starting at 2. And further up the road, at the Moulin de Justice, they're having a murder party, hosted by the restaurant Au Bouillon de Midi, a kind of whodunit while you munch away at a host of delicious tapas. For reservations, call 0562 681435. If all that leaves you cold, there's Halloween bingo in Florence, starting at 9 in the evening, and failing all that, the autumn vide-grenier at the Bastion in Lectoure on Sunday. Your choice of seasonal treats.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast.
Till next time.
Pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais, www.dfm930.com.